Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the sixth Sunday of Easter. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. In the Gospel today, we have Jesus promising the Holy Spirit to the apostles and indeed to everyone once he returns to heaven. And the Holy Spirit is divine revelation or power and is in us for our sanctification. Of course, the Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. It's one God. And it's that part of God that comes to us to sanctify us. It's the same as saying God in us, God with us. The same when we say Jesus died on the cross, it is God who died on the cross. This is what our doctrine explains to us. Like the wind, we cannot see the Spirit. The wind blows and the trees move and the leaves fall and we know the wind is there. Likewise, the Holy Spirit is there when we see it in people's lives, the way they speak, the way they act, the decisions they make and what they achieve and the strength that they get in great times of trials. This is evidence of the Holy Spirit. We see people giving their lives for the gospel. We see people who found orders and communities, especially missionary organizations, lay and religious, to work with the poor, to spread the gospel to those who haven't heard it. We see the Holy Spirit at work among all peoples, whether Catholic or not. See people doing great works of charity, great works for humankind, concern for the earth, concern for the poverty that is in the world. People going out on humanitarian grounds to help where people are in great disaster zones. The gospel is God's love for us and his saving of us from our sins and saving us from the troubles and problems and the cares of this world are helping us in a way to accept these cares and in a way that takes us beyond, far beyond, which we will see in the lives of the saints that have gone before us. We look at a person like Stephen, Saint Stephen, the first martyr. He's arrested by the people, the elders and the scribes, members of the synagogue, dangerous people, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, began to argue with him. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. He looked like an angel. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, he was stoned to death. The Holy Spirit illuminates the minds of people, makes us yearn for God, and takes spiritual truth and makes it understandable to us. This is a quote from Billy Graham, the great Pentecostal preacher. Saint Thomas More, who lived in England at the time of great turmoil in England with Henry VIII. Henry VIII had married Catherine of Aragon, but she failed to produce an heir to the throne. And he wanted to divorce her and to marry another woman. The church forbade divorce, he being a Catholic. But he decided that he was going to divorce, and then finally, he decided to make himself the head of the church and to ignore the Pope. Now, a man who vehemently argued against that was St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More was Chancellor, formerly the High Lord Chancellor of Great Britain, the highest ranking among the great officers of state in England and in the United Kingdom. He was outranking the office of Prime Minister. Now, he took a very brave decision to refuse to accept the divorce that Henry VIII was about to do. And also, he vehemently refused to accept King Henry VIII as head of the church. On the 1st of July 1535, Thomas More stood trial for treason, and he was condemned to death. 5 days later, More was beheaded on Tower Hill, proclaiming himself, and I quote, "the king's good servant, but God's first," end of quote. What would have given him the strength to do like this? Only the Holy Spirit. Also, we see a very young man called Kizito, one of the Ugandan martyrs. He had a great future assured when he became a royal page. But Saint Kizito became eager and fervent in learning his catechism, seizing every opportunity for instruction. And after the martyrdom of his friend Joseph Macassa, he was constantly asking the priests to baptize him. Eventually he was baptized. Kizito, a teenage boy, experienced the unwelcome, lustful attentions of the tyrant king Kabaka. Despite his youth and his small size, he was sufficiently mature to understand the evils that surrounded him at court and to understand and love the virtue of chastity. Eventually, he was sentenced to death. He walked many miles in chains under duress and was burned alive with other fellow Christians on Ascension Thursday, the 3rd of June, 1886. Again, what inspired St. Kizito to sacrifice his life for the sake of the gospel? Only the Holy Spirit. God is with us, helping and empowering us to live a flourishing life that radiates the goodness of God. We should be constantly aware of our need for divine help. As our flesh fights for control, it's the Spirit that steps in and helps us to be who God created us to be. We should never cease to pray for the Holy Spirit, to pray to God. God, in other words, the Holy Spirit, the same thing, to help us in our hours of greatest need. May God bless you. Have a lovely day and a lovely week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.